Good morning out there. It's me, Donald, here, bringing you God's word, bringing you the good word. Today, we're going to read from the book of Matthew. These are the words of Jesus. And to sum it up, I can't read the whole parable, but it's the parable of the guy that owes the king so much money. He owes the king millions of dollars. Now, before Jesus gives this parable, he tells Peter, Peter asks, how many times should I forgive someone? And Peter says, Jesus says 7 times 70, which means basically there is no limit on how many times to forgive someone. But the parable is of the king who is owed millions of dollars. The king forgives the guy that owes him the money. But what does the guy that owes him the money do? He goes out. As soon as he leaves the palace, when he's forgiven of this debt that he was actually going to be sold into slavery for, he goes and grabs another man by the throat that owes him only $1,000, throws him in jail and says, you can't get out of, you know, you're not getting out of jail till you pay me every penny. The king finds out about this. And then that servant that owed the millions that was forgiven of so much debt is then thrown out and destroyed. What does that mean? Well, here, Matthew 18, verse 33, it says, shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you? Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. Verse 35, that's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. Key point here. The whole message is this. You must forgive from your heart, not just from your mouth. Just like I was talking about the other day, we can't tell the Lord that we're sorry and continue in the same behavior, just like we can't tell our fellow person, whether it's our enemy or our family member that has harmed us, that we forgive them with our mouth, but we don't forgive them with our heart. How do I know if I've forgiven someone from my heart? Well, when I think of that person, I'm not angry and upset. Or I think of that person, I don't avoid that person. I don't want to run from that person. It's not that I can't stand that person anymore, but I've forgiven them. No, it's that I'm praying for that person. When you can pray for your enemy or you can pray for the person that wronged you, then you have forgiven them. So I would tell you this morning, please take inventory in your life as I do daily. Is there someone in my life that when I think of them, it upsets me? Someone from my past as a child, something recently? If that's so, that's unforgiveness in our hearts. And we cannot walk around with unforgiveness in our hearts as believers in Christ. Only Jesus can do that work in your heart to where you, when you fully understand what you've been forgiven for, and I understand what I've been forgiven for, it makes it very easy for me to forgive anyone else, no matter what they've done. I love you. Have a good morning. Forgive, not just from the mouth, but it must be from the heart.